Welcome to the jungle. I am Jim Rome, and this is the Friday edition. What's cracking? We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. Nice to have you here. All right, let's get to it. Alvin, I think I'll take a decky, yeah? I need one of those now. The Friday show sets up like this. Telephone number is 1-800-636-8686 on Fridays. We have one less interview, so more opportunities for you to get through. Take advantage of it. Hit me up right now. First hour is not simulcast on TV. After that, we come back to TV on CBS Sports Network. So if you're looking around, maybe you're listening, you can't find it. That's what that is. Hour number two will be live, simulcast. All right, so you have your telephone number. If you want, you can also hit me on Twitter at Jim Rome. The interviews are as follows. Coming up next segment, a linebacker for the 49ers, Fred Warner. Second hour, wide open in hour number three, Torrey Lovello. The manager of the Arizona Diamondbacks will be joining me. It's a Friday, so I've got Alvy's Week That Was in hour three. I've got the ATP coming up a little bit later on. Lots to cover, including the NFL and the NBA. So hit me up. The XR4TI intact. You got to get through Adam Hawk to get to me. He is screening out your phone calls. He's going to say, what do you want to talk about? Make sure you have a good answer. Then I'll get you up. 1-800-636-8686. All right, I want to start with Deshaun Watson in the update there. Somewhere the Texans have got to be popping bottles over the Russell Wilson story, which I will get to a little bit later on. Point being, if it weren't for Russ, all the heat around that story, everybody would be squarely focused on the Texans and the complete joke and embarrassment that they have become. I say this because Russ's situation is actually stealing the spotlight from Deshaun's situation. And the situation in Houston is, well, thanks to Russ, that's their biggest win since Houston got up 24-0 on Kansas City in the playoffs last year and let it get away. And let me tell you, this situation they're dealing with right now, they're going to choke on this situation like they did in that game because that's who they are. That's what they do. As an example, you know, like the time they told Deshaun Watson he'd be involved in the hiring of a new head coach and a GM, only to ignore the guy outright. Not only was he not involved, not only was he not consulted, he found out that Nick Caserio was hired through social media. So what that brings us to is there's incompetent, and then there's stupid and incompetent. Then there's stupid, incompetent, and offensive. You tell your franchise quarterback that he's going to be involved in hiring a new GM, and not only is he not involved in that process, but you don't tell him when that process is over. He just finds out through social media like everybody else. I mean, that is downright moronic, but so on brand. So dumb, but so on brand for the Texans. So, of course, there's no surprise that Deshaun Watson finally did get around to demanding a trade a few weeks back. So then your question is, how are they going to handle that situation? Will the Texans admit that they butchered it in every way possible and then make it right with their best player ever? Because if that were the plan, that didn't work. Because they did not consider his opinion when they hired their head coach, David Culley. And the head coach finally got around to talking to Watson, and apparently that went horribly as well. According to reports, Watson and Culley spoke last Friday. Watson told the head coach he does not want to play for the Texans ever again. You're kind of like, yo, coach, nice to meet you. Congrats on the new opportunity. I am never playing a single snap for you. Get me the hell out of here. Actually, pretty brass. Nothing like rolling into a conversation with the new head coach and then telling him point blank, hey, good to have you here, coach. Just know I'm not going to be here. I'm not playing for you or anybody else. So we've got a trade demand now, right? How are the Texans handling the trade demand? Because he's made it pretty clear he does not want to be there. Here's your answer. They're handling it by sending it to voicemail. Literally. Not a figure of speech, but literally. According to Tom Pelissero, quote, the Texans remain unwilling to discuss QB Deshaun Watson with other teams, some of whom have resorted to leaving voicemails with trade offers, per sources, end quote. I mean, that's incredible. I mean, amazing. Teams are having to resort to leaving voicemails with trade offers because nobody will pick up. Sidebar, by the way, regarding voicemail messages. By the way, who does that? Is there anybody anywhere other than teams calling the Texans who leave voicemails these days? Add that to the list of our universal reasons to go. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't condone violence. You should exhaust every possible option before you resort to violence of any sort, period. Having said that, and we've talked about this numerous times, but there are a few universal circumstances where I think we would all agree there are reasons to go. There are reasons to give somebody else the hands. I don't condone violence, but there are a few things that we'd all agree on. Like somebody spits in your face, that's a reason to go. Somebody insults your race or religion, that's a reason to go. Somebody threatens somebody you love, that's a reason to go. And if somebody leaves you a voicemail message, that damn well is a reason to go. That might even be the biggest reason on that list. Nobody leaves voicemails anymore. No one who has any respect for their fellow human being. And why is that? It's complete overkill. It's like an unspoken rule of engagement right about now. Really, for society overall, texting is king. Even that is becoming a burden of sort. That's why emojis were invented and why people can just drop a thumbs up or a heart response now so they can keep the communication and the engagement as efficient as possible. Besides, a missed call alert tells you everything you need to know. You missed a call. Nobody wants to go into a voicemail box and listen to somebody tell them they missed a call. We already know. We want our communication streamlined, fast, efficient, and as non-invasive as possible. And leaving a voicemail is the dead-ass opposite of all that. So I digress. My point is, pick up the freaking phone, dopes. Then again, if you're looking for the Texans to do the right thing, to do the smart thing, you're begging. No, instead, they're just going to keep on pissing off Deshaun Watson all offseason with their pettiness and their stupidity to the point where this guy refuses to show up, and then the story gets even bigger and even worse. Right about now, I'm trying to consider or conjure up a worse run professional franchise in any sport, and nobody is coming to mind. They got lucky as hell when Watson fell to them in the draft, and instead of devoting all their energy and resources to protecting this guy and building around him and treating him like the potential Hall of Famer he is, they have stripped him of his weapons and protection, and they've gone out of their way to alienate and ignore this guy. In other words, they also had a 24-0 lead in life, and they turned that into a 51-31 loss. Great work, fellas. Really good stuff. So really, there is no reason to believe they're going to turn this thing around. And so far, their strategy, if there is one, does not seem to be working, because yesterday, Deshaun tweeted, and I quote, "Loyalty is everything. Don't you ever forget it." I don't know. Maybe he's just dropping a future lyric, because that is what that is. But it also seems to sum up how that guy's feeling right now, what his current situation is. And that is that the team has never been loyal to him or valued him in a way that he would like to be valued, and I doubt he's going to forget that. I've got a feeling that's more what that tweet is about. Voicemail messages. How's that work? Like, leave your message after the beep. Yeah, hi, Nick. Yeah, this is John Gruden with the Las Vegas Raiders. Yeah, how you doing there, Nick? Hope you're well. Hey, anyway, I was thinking, maybe I could take Deshaun off your hands. How does Derek Carr sound? What? You like that, right? Maybe Derek Carr and a one this year and a one next year. You know, I'll tell you what, I like you, Nick. I'll throw in Josh Jacobs. Let me know what works for you. My number is 555-555-5555. If you could just get back at your convenience, that'd be great. Hey, and I'll throw in Jonathan Abram. Beep! I mean, seriously, how's that going to work? How are they going to get this done? How's it going to work? They're not even picking up the phone. Teams making trade offers via voicemail. The most Texans thing ever. 1-800-636-8686. I'd also set it up on my email. Like, put the vacation message up on email, or set everything to spam or do not disturb. Like I said, if not for that Russell Wilson situation, everybody would be locked in right now on Deshaun Watson. So they owe him and them. And I'll get to Russ, too. Telephone number is toll-free, 1-800-636-8686. I knew things were bad, or I thought things might be bad, between Russ and the Hawks. I didn't know it was this bad. The Athletic has a long-form piece about where it all went so wrong between Russ and the Seahawks, and I'll get into that a little bit later on. So you've got a couple of franchise quarterbacks who are disgruntled, and one is already saying, I'm not going to play here ever again. Meantime, other things I want to get to. Anytime there's a story involving Kevin Garnett, that's a good thing. Anytime there's a story involving Kevin Garnett telling a story about Mike Jordan, that's a much better thing. And there was KG talking to Jimmy Kimmel about Mike. Really good stuff there. Meantime, speaking of Mike, there's that ongoing GOAT debate, right, involving Mike and LeBron. One thing is not in dispute. I mean, hot take artists will argue that for the next several decades. But the one thing that you cannot argue is that LeBron seems to be a lot more likable figure amongst his teammates and opposition than Mike ever was. But that might be changing. That might be changing. I'm not sure he's ever going to run down Mike in that regard, but there are suddenly more guys coming out of the woodwork to throw a little shine or throw a little shade at LeBron. And I want to get into why that is and where that's coming from. Other topics today, news in the air, literally, crazy things involving air travel on a number of different angles, which I will get to also. 1-800-636-8686. Carl says, "War the Texans listening to debt consolidation voicemail messages between the Jets and the Dolphins." I mean, they're sending it straight to voicemail. And I mean that literally. That's not figure of speech. I mean, one thing to say, we're not trading this guy. Another to not even pick up the phone. But that's the Texans. Also, if you want to hit me up on Twitter, that works as well. At Jim Rome. And you can email the program at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. One more thing I want to get to. I had a conversation with former Dodger and Padre Adrian Gonzalez. That's part of episode 164 of the Jim Rome podcast. I want to reset that for you because you've got baseball right around the corner and the NL West is fierce. Finally, the Dodgers, Padres, head-to-head, couple of top five teams. The defending champs, the Padres coming quickly. Adrian Gonzalez played for both those franchises, so he's got a lot of insight into that also. So that's coming up too. Let's take a short timeout. I've got Fred Warner coming up next segment. You have your telephone number and you know where to find me on social. You can save big during O'Reilly Auto Parts Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale. Get great deals on socket sets, power tools, and more. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, you need the right tools for the job, and this is your opportunity. Right now, get $10 off a 200-piece mechanics tool set. And double O Rewards points. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Do you need wiper blades? They can help you navigate their wide selection to find just the right wiper blades for your car and install them free of charge. They'll even test your battery for free. If your battery needs to be replaced, the professional parts people at O'Reilly can help you find the exact battery that fits your car or your truck. At a guaranteed low price, make sure your car is prepared for the weather ahead by getting your battery tested or getting new wiper blades installed for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
All right, so normally we have, welcome back, normally we have three interviews, except on Friday because we have a lot of business that we have to take care of. We do two interviews, and I had a second one, and that one has to reschedule. So I'm going to replace that, but I say that because today might be your day. I might be looking for the best athlete listening to do an interview off the cuff. I've said it before, and it's come close a couple of times. We've never actually done it because normally our bookers can recover quickly. And there's always something in the pipeline. However, if today is the day where that does not happen, I've got Fred Warner and maybe you. At the end of the day, I might be thanking, and thanks to my guests, Fred Warner and you, whoever the hell you is or are. keep it in mind, 1-800-636-8686. Fred Warner is going to join me momentarily. We are efforting him. Also, hey, Rome, is there anything worse than listening to a long-winded voicemail that goes nowhere, signed asking the wife how her day was? Lee in Vancouver. I mean, it is kind of offensive, right? Like, if you go into your voicemail box and have to actually physically listen to one. Never mind if you're trying to make a trade for one of the best quarterbacks of a generation. I just mean if you're any of us. That's what the notification is for. Again, we don't need to physically go into the inbox and listen to you tell us that you called and nobody picked up. We already know. We saw the notification. Rome Slice. Making offers via voicemail is where we live. Regards, extended warranties, vehicle recalls, and low-interest credit cards. G-off. And just one more. Rome, sorry, we couldn't get to the phone. Please leave your name and number, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Writ on his voice messenger, on his Davenport, in his living room that he still has and uses. Steve from the Northwest. Yeah, they're not handling this well. How do you hire a coach if you know that your franchise quarterback is unhappy? Wouldn't you do everything in your power to hire a coach who you think would make him happy? That didn't work. Because when the coach finally got around, and apparently he let it go for a few weeks. Like, this thing is too hot to handle right now. I don't want to go near this guy. I don't want to make it even worse. I don't want to aggravate our franchise quarterback. I'm just going to lay out for a few weeks. And then when things start to settle down a little bit, I'll reach out, I'll have him a telephone call, maybe we'll get our Zoom on, and then I'll touch base with him and let him know what I'm about and how important he is to what we're doing here. No, I'm out. Still don't want to be here. Still don't want to play here. Still hate the organization. Again, if they can handle anything wrong, they will, and they have. So we'll see where that ends up. Then you've got the Seattle situation involving Russell Wilson. And it's going to take me a few moments to set that up. What's going on here, though? We have franchise quarterbacks who now understand they have leverage. They've got a hammer in their hands. They're not afraid to use it. They want to have more of a say. You can't tell me that that's not what this is about. With Russ, with Deshaun Watson, they're looking at Tom Brady and his situation with Tampa Bay. And they're seeing a quarterback that is respected and his opinion is heard. And he has a say in the way things are done. Look at Brady. He goes to Tampa Bay. He lets them know what he needs. They do everything in their power to give him what he needs. Then he rewards them by winning a Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers sees that. Russell Wilson sees that. They want some of that. Deshaun Watson sees that. He wants it too. And they should have it. Absolutely, they should have it. Rome Slice. I think that leaving voicemails is a great idea. Regards, Pat O'Brien. Chris in Milwaukee. Hawk, why do you like that so much? If we were in fact on TV and the cameras were pointed on the other side of the glass, you would see Hawk applauding that. What did POB ever do to you? He actually used to be a neighbor of mine in the 818. We lived in the same neighborhood. Way back in the day. My man was tremendous. He actually was a good neighbor. I would see Pat around the neighborhood. Pat would invite me to his poker games once in a while. Never really took him up on it. But when I moved in this neighborhood, and I was really proud of this house. Really proud of this house. Like, big, big swing. And I looked at this neighborhood for the better part of a year. Would go there every weekend. Walk through the models. I was dreaming of living on the hill in this neighborhood. And I finally pulled the trigger, and I get in. And my man's there. And he's in all his glory. And he comes walking through my house, and I'm proudly showing the house off because he knocked on the door. We got about halfway through the tour of the house, and POB says to me, "Come on, man, we're going to my house." I couldn't even finish showing the house before he had to show me his house. But he had a better house. POB, 818 for life, baby.
818 for life.
Rome, what's wrong with leaving voicemails? It worked for me. Regards, Manti Te'o's girlfriend.
Hey, babe, I'm just calling to say goodnight. I love you. I know that you're probably doing homework or you're with the boys or grubbing me. What a fatty. So I just want to say I love you and good night. And I'll be okay tonight. I'll do my best. So get your rest. And I will talk to you tomorrow. I love you so much, Ryan. Sweet dreams.
All right. As promised, we are joined right now by a linebacker for the 49ers. He is an all-pro. He is a Pro Bowler. Check these numbers out. 125 tackles, 7 quarterback hits, 2 INTs, 2 fumble recoveries, a forced fumble this past season. Led the team in tackles. Tied for PFF's highest single-season coverage grade by a linebacker since 2017. Winner of the Len Eshman Award and the Bill Walsh Award. 70th pick overall in 2018 at BYU. San Francisco coming off a 6-10 season. Fred Warner is my guest. Fred, good to have you back. How are you, Fred?
I'm outstanding, Jim. Thanks for having me on, man.
Always good to talk to you, Fred. So bring me up to date. You're coming off an amazing year. I just read the stats. From a team standpoint, Fred, obviously a little bit more challenging, and the season did not end the way you would have hoped. How have you gotten after the offseason? Are you kind of relaxing, laying out, or are you already at work and back on your grind?
Yeah, I had to take a little time off, you know, just reflect over the season, rest the body, you know, just to make sure I'm getting my mind right heading into you know, getting a great offseason of work in, and that's what I'm doing now. You know, I'm back full go into it, trying to really dial in all the details of my everyday just regimen, and hoping that I can take that next step in my career.
All right, so I mentioned the numbers. You had a great, great year, All-Pro, Pro Bowl. In terms of taking that next step, what does that look like to you, your next step, and what are you working on?
Well, I mean, just overall consistency. You know, I played at a high level this past season, but, you know, what are ways – just trying to find ways to really improve and improve the guys around me, being a leader for this team and – you know, ultimately trying to get that prize at the end of it, which is the Super Bowl. You know, that's my number one goal. The All Pros, the Pro Bowls, those are all great. And, you know, just to earn that respect, it's such an honor and it's very humbling. But at the end of the day, I want that Lombardi. So just finding ways to get guys together or figure out ways where I could help any way that I can. That's what I'm trying to look for right now.
We're talking to Fred Warner, so I hear what you're saying. The individual honors are great, but it's about the ring. It's about the ultimate prize. When you've been to a Super Bowl and you've had that taste, how painful is it then not to go get that taste back?
Oh, man, so painful, it's especially when you don't even have a shot at getting it. You know, we didn't make the playoffs this past season, and so watching every week after the regular season ended, it was just torture, you know, especially coming off of a year where we made it to the Super Bowl. We didn't win. That was painful in itself, but not even have a shot, that really hurt. So there was a lot of things out of our control. I'm not going to sit here and make a ton of excuses, but there's a lot of things that we can clean up and get fixed, and we will, and we have to, in order to get back to that spot where we want to be.
We're talking to Fred Warner. You know, Fred, I know you're not going to use it as an excuse, but everybody knows how banged up that team was last year. I talked to a number of your teammates over the course of the year, and I was so impressed with the way that even though you guys lost man after man after man, nobody complained and everybody kept fighting and everybody kept battling no matter what was going on. Like, nobody packed it in. And even when the team had to move to Arizona, how do you explain that mentality and what was that process like for you?
Well, yeah, I think that's just what the type of guys that we have in the building, right? The culture of everybody having each other's back, you know, protecting the team, and regardless of the situation, it's always next man up. You know, that's what the NFL is. There's always going to be injuries and different things that happen, but it happened to the highest degree, I guess, for us this past season. And it was a credit to our guys and our coaching staff of helping guys prepare each week to get ready. There was always a different lineup, it seemed, every week of guys on the field and who were the starters. So, you know, I think that's the thing that everybody has to focus on going into this offseason is how can they prepare their bodies to the utmost degree to make sure that we're healthy going into the next season. And obviously there are things that you just are out of your control, but just limiting as many of the little factors that we can.
Fred Warner's joining us. So you know that guys are going to go down. That's part of the game. Also, you know that when you come back the following year, there are going to be guys that were in the locker room that no longer are. As an example, Richard Sherman's going to be a free agent. He said that he had a conversation with John Lynch where they both acknowledged that he probably would not be back with the team next year. So what will this defense be like without Richard Sherman, both as a player and a person?
Yeah, free agency is just such a crazy deal, right? You know, every year there's so much turnover. And just from me looking at, you know, how the team has changed over the years, I mean, the cultures remain the exact same. You know, we've kept a great foundation, and the cultures remain the same, but there's always a different locker room every year. You know, with Richard, I'm obviously he's said different things and had several conversations with the team. You know, I don't know what's official and what's not yet, but just speaking on Rich and the impact that he's had on me, you know, as a player and just growing into my game, he's helped me all along the way, and we've had so many deep conversations about, you know, just being a leader and about ball and about life. And, you know, I can't say how much that means to me and how just valuable those conversations were. So if he is moving on to a different team, that, you know, that is a big loss, but that's just another opportunity for guys to step up, you know, such as myself, just to take on that leadership role and that player that he was, the player in person he was in our locker room. So, you know, Richard is an outstanding human being, and if he is moving on, then we'll miss him.
We're talking to Fred Warner. You know, Fred, in terms of approach, John Lynch was talking about how you practice. Kyle Shanahan says the phrase he actually uses is intentional practice when it comes to the way you go about your business. Lynch says nobody embodies that more than you. So what does that mean, intentional practice, and what's your mindset when you hit the practice field?
Well, yeah, before going out on the practice field, I'm always going out there with a goal in mind. What do I want to accomplish for the day? And it's never just, you know, put on the pads, well, it's just another day. It's so easy to get caught up in just a simple routine of putting on your pads, going out there, just going through the motions, and you're not going to get any better doing that. I think what has allowed me to progress at such a fast rate is going out there and really having, like you said, intention. I go out there and I'm like, okay, today I'm going to practice on punching the ball out, or I'm going to work on tracking the near hip when I'm coming to balance to make a tackle. Just little things like that. It might seem small, but those small things add up over time, you know, because we do have so much practice time out there throughout the year. I mean, honestly, not a lot of practice time, so you really got to utilize the practice that you do get. And that's what's helped me so much in my game, and learning that from different vets who've come along the way, such as like Malcolm Smith and Quan and guys like that, and also having a tremendous linebacker coach like D'Amico. Just those guys really embedded that into me, because I didn't come into the league just knowing those things right away, right? It's taken guys helped me along the way.
Fred Warner joining me for a few more moments. Fred, before I let you go, and I appreciate what you just said about the vets who came before you, let me flip you to the other side of the ball, because there's been some speculation, some rumors, some reports about Jimmy Garoppolo's future. I know you're focused on your work and what you can control, but what is your reaction when you hear the speculation and reports about Jimmy G?
Well, I mean, there's always going to be rumors and different reports every year, right, of different things that are going on within a team. And when the quarterback position is the most important one on the team, you know, that's my opinion. Obviously, that's going to be probably the biggest rumor going around. And there's a lot of rumors going around multiple teams with that position. And the thing with Jimmy is he's our guy. He's the leader. He's one of the leaders of this team. And he's going to continue to get better. I think he's only had one year where he's been able to stay healthy fully. So I know he's just going to continue to try and improve upon that. But he continues to get better and better. The arm talent is there. Everything that you want in a franchise quarterback is there. So, you know, I'm just looking forward to him continuing to get better. And us as a team, we're going to continue to ride with him and do whatever we can to improve the team.
Say, one last question for you. Earlier in the season when you were playing the Patriots, Tony Romo was calling the game, and he said, quote, you're an all-pro in every sense of the word. He also called you, quote, the best linebacker in ball. Really, really high praise. What's that feel like to hear that? And do you feel like at this point you are now the best linebacker in ball?
Man, it felt really surreal, honestly, when I first heard about it. You know, just a guy like Tony Romo to have such high praise for me, and just kind of seeing that I'm starting to get some of that recognition around the league. You know, all I've ever wanted was that respect, right? And now looking at where I'm sitting at in the league and the guys around me just, you know, having the most all-pro votes out of linebackers this past season and doing things at a high level, all I really want to do is maximize my own ability, right? It's not about trying to compare myself to the rest of the league. I want to maximize what I can get out of myself. And I think if I do that and I focus on continuing to get 1% better every single day, then the product I'm going to put on the field is going to be exactly what I'm hoping for and what the team needs out of me. So that's what I'm looking forward to doing today, you know, and then tomorrow and then the next day. So,
dude, I love that mentality, actually. Like, so how are you going to get better today? If we're talking about a normal off-season day, you hang up the phone, you're done with me, where would you look to improve today? How do you get better today?
Well, you know, I think for Friday, obviously I'll have my whatever workouts I have to do today. But a big thing for me since coming to the league, I think that's helped me a lot, is just working on a lot of mobility work, you know, just making sure that I getting my hips looser, my ankles more mobile, to be able to – that's what ultimately is allowing me to stay healthy, you know, because you are putting such awkward positions on the field. And on top of that, just building the strength, because a lot of the time people want to build up the strength, but then they don't have the mobility. And so that's where the injuries happen. So just focusing on all areas, obviously diet, nutrition, sleep are huge things that I try to dial into my routine. But, you know, it's all about the details, just the little things that you can do every single day that compound over time and result in big dividends.
I hear exactly what you're saying. He's an all-pro. He's a pro bowler coming off an enormous season. Fred Warner of the 49ers joining us once again. Fred, great to have you on. Love the message. I love the energy, and it's great talking to you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jim. Always a pleasure.
You too, Fred. Much respect. It's a great player. A great player who is still ascending. An all-pro, a pro bowler, 125 tackles, 7 quarterback hits, a couple of INTs, and he's still getting better. All right, so my thanks to Fred and the 49ers. We'll take a timeout. When we return, how about a phone call? A good phone call. 1-800-636-8686. And I do want to talk about the Seahawks situation and Russell Wilson as part of that report. He's not asking for a trade, but he's got a list of teams that he'd be willing to go to. And the only thing more bizarre than not asking for a trade, but having a list, is the list itself. And some of the teams on that list. All of that is still ahead, but
live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, as always, Friday is an Ask the Pros Day. ATP brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. What you want to do is go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros, submit your question there, and listen later on. I might answer one of yours. In the meantime, think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Again, I couldn't be more impressed with the way Fred Warner handles himself on and off the field. This guy's a legitimate stud. One of the best backers in the NFL already and only getting better. And again, I love the way he handles himself on and off the field. Also, I mentioned Deshaun Watson. Well, at length, this just in. Adam Schefter tweets, quote, Texans just released running back Duke Johnson, per source. How pissed do you think Deshaun is that Duke was able to bounce before he was? And normally, is that not one of the worst days of your life? When you find out you're getting released, when the team informs you, you're not good enough, we don't need you, we don't want you, we're better off without you. Normally, that is such a bad day. Why do I think that Duke is not that beaten up or busted up about that? In fact, why do I think that not only is that not one of the worst days, but probably one of the best days he's had in a long time? So Deshaun is still stuck there, but Duke got out. 1-800-636-8686. Speaking of phone calls, were you listening yesterday? Something happened yesterday that I want to reset because the guy who was in the middle of it is back. Yesterday, Gavin from Illinois called up, and it did not go especially well for Gavin. In case you missed it, in part, it sounded like this.
Hey, so I'm a first-time caller, so I'm just going to get straight to the point, shoot my shot here. First of all, the Lakers are toast without Anthony Davis. LeBron is not even close to the same LeBron from his second stint with the Cavs. Anthony Davis is not going to fix the problems with the Lakers.
All right, so you got the gist of that, right? So that did not go very well for my guy Gavin. And immediately the tweets and the calls started to come in about, hey, yo, bro, do not call back until you reach puberty. Or some other idiots were like, War Lady Clones. And there were a lot of other things that I can't say on the air, so it did not go especially well for Gavin. Gavin apparently heard some of this and is back for more, or is back to respond, or has a little something for everybody else. So I'm going to let him go right to the front. Let's go to the phones in Illinois. Gavin, what's up? What's going on? How are you?
Hey, Jim. So I got a message to the boomer army of clones out there that tried to light me up after my call yesterday for not having a deep enough voice. Well, let me tell you something, clones. I'm new. I'm fresh. I'm only 16 years old. Yep, some of you called it. I'm sorry I haven't spent the last 57 years burning death sticks or gargling moonshine like you clones. The next time you think about cracking me up, just take a deep breath, push that big rectangle box into your VCR, sit down in your dirty recliner, and watch your MASH rerun. That's all I got, clones. I'm out.
My man, Gavin, not a boy. That a boy, Gavin. Hey, Gavin, did you ever think you would hear these words? Rack him.
Rack him.
You got that boomer army? That teenager's got a little something for you. He's not going to apologize for the way he sounds. He hasn't had all those decades to burn all those lung darts or gargle all that moonshine.
Burning.
So sit back down in your dirty recliners, boomer army, and pop that big rectangle back into its box and watch your MASH reruns. Hey, Gav, I see you. There used to... used to be a thing back in the day where we had like an age restriction where if you were a kid, you couldn't call the program. Now I'm fine with it. In fact, I like that. That's good. We're getting younger. 16-year-olds are calling to talk crap about the boomer army. That a kid? Gavin in Illinois. All right, so the day after the fact, you feel any differently about him? 1-800-636-8686. Back to the phones. Let's go to Buffalo. This guy's on the watch list. Has not done quite enough to get a golden ticket for the smack off, the most important day of the year in the jungle, but has done enough to get our attention. He is a watch lister. When you're on the watch list, you're effectively one great call away from getting into the big arena, for being on the big stage. Let's go to Buffalo. Jake. Hey, Jake, how are you?
What up, Romy? 16 years old, man. Is going in on Gavin technically considered child abuse? Like, is he going to hit you up on TikTok? Anyway, Jim, I'm actually calling to mourn the suspension of the BIC's Twitter account, and I racked my brain for a comparison, but just couldn't come up with another egomaniac with a total lack of morals or self-awareness who was recently suspended from Twitter. Yeah, nobody comes to mind, Jim. But Brad, now you'll just have to enjoy life off your screen in a town that's known as, and this is a fact, the Indianapolis of the West, a knockoff Indianapolis. With an endorsement like that, Corona sounds like the only place in California I'd want to live, less than Indianapolis. Was the Bugahaw of the Pacific not available? Did the Crapchester of the desert not want any of that? Jim, I'm not saying Corona is a dump, but Cricket Wireless considered putting their first super center there. But hopefully Brad can take this time offline to relax and reconnect, like grabbing a leash and tennis ball to take Reggie for a walk, or finding a way to pay Rich Flores for this year's Smackoff script, other than buying a new transmission for his house. And Jim, before I get out, I want to address Rick in Buffalo, because let's be real, another year of the Rick v. Canada third-rate smack-off beef isn't going to get it done. Rick, how about you forget about Fight Island or meeting up with Matt and Van, and you and me meet in Niagara Square so I can butter up that bald head of yours and wax the floor of City Hall with it. I'm out.
All right, Jake. Thank you very much. Here's my reaction. I don't really have a reaction because I really didn't hear a word you said, because I've been looking at all the reaction to Gavin. Who would have ever thought that Gavin would be a tough act to follow? So, Jake, to be fair, I can't really give you a golden ticket because I didn't hear a word you just said. And I can't take you off the watch list because I didn't hear a word you just said. When's the last time you heard a host admit to saying, I didn't hear a word that a caller just said? Well, I heard a few. Just not enough. Because I'm looking on and in wonderment that Gavin is getting reaction again. And not all of it's bad. Once again, who would have ever thought that Gavin would be a tough act to follow? Gavin is 16 and he just put, quote, the boomer army on blast. Got that, old dudes? Kind of rolling through telephone calls on this Friday. Let me get some reaction to Gavin so you know what I'm talking about. Stuart tweets, damn, Gavin, give that kid a golden ticket. Let's not get crazy. This guy writes, attaboy, Gavin. Man, see, here's the thing. It can turn really quickly either way in the jungle. If you have a bad day in the jungle and you chase that with a good call or a good contribution, it can turn really quickly. Or if you're somebody who's had a lot of positive run, and then you do something that doesn't reflect well, it can go south in a hurry. Look at Gavin. Look at the way he's turned this around already. Dr. Tim Duffin, quote, "Gavin was stupendous. Sadly, I kind of fit his profile, but I laughed out loud driving to the airport. I loved it." All right, that's an actual doctor giving the kid some positive run.
Laugh out loud.
Jakeman517 tweets, "Gavin wins the day." This one says, "Hey, Jim, go, Gavin, go." Steven Tucson. Ray in SA tweets, "Gavin, Gavin, Gavin." You see what I mean? They were murdering this kid yesterday. Now they're chanting his name. They're chanting his name on social. Look at this guy, Rome. "I'm a boomer, so I should be pissed, but I'm not. Way to destroy the boomer clones, Gavin. I just about spit my Metamucil all over my computer screen." Brad in the 360, "War new blood." I talked to Leonard Hamilton about that. You can be a blue blood or you can be new blood. And if you're not one of the blue bloods, if you want to get any kind of run whatsoever, any kind of traction, you got to be a new blood. Is Gavin the new blood? See, it's not about how you sound. It's about what you say. Even Drew in West LA. Even Drew, quote, "Gavin got over." Drew hates everything and everybody, and he said, quote, "Gavin got over."